I just think when you look at the young man and you study his history and the things that he has had to work through, the adversity that he's worked through, the human being that he is, first of all. And then when you look at his history as an athlete, you've got a guy who was he's a winner. He's got that winning gene. He was a high school Gatorade Player of the Year. He's a state champion in high school. He's a multi-time conference champion. He's a national champion. His record's 33-5 or something like that. He throws for, almost 70% of his passes. And he just has a gene. And then when you watched him, or at least when we watched him in the building here around our players, it was pretty apparent that leadership trait that he has, it's infectious. And so we had conversations all throughout the day with respect to possible moves and what that might look like. And then as the draft unfolded, Bill and I kept talking about the possibility of doing it at various points and decided to make the move.
Bill, you've told us for years now your characteristics you like in a quarterback. After you've met him, talk about what it is about Watson that you like.
Well, there's many things, John. I mean, he's a winner. 33-5 as a college quarterback, national champion. When he came in here, I'll go back to the combine. When I met him at the combine, very poised guy. I felt like he was a guy that answered the questions very honestly, had a good memory, good recall of specific plays that happened in his college career. And then when he came here to meet with us here, he met with our whole offensive staff, and it was impressive. He was able to learn plays, teach the plays back to us, talk about his own, like Rick said, his own history, his own ability to overcome adversity. And he's a very impressive guy. He's a very impressive guy, and we're excited about being able to add him to the team.
Bill, you hear so much about his leadership, his poise, his command, but in terms of actual quarterback on the field, he's obviously very athletic. What stands out to you about him with the ball in hand as a elite college quarterback?
Yeah, I thought he was very instinctive, Brian. Good touch on the ball and various throws that he had to make, and make all the throws. I think all these guys, regardless of who they are, I think just generally speaking as a rookie quarterback, it's a big jump. I mean, Tom is our starter, Deshaun will come in and he's going to work hard, and we're going to teach him and feed him a lot of information, and he'll work at it. The coverages are different, all the things are different. But when you watch the college tape, there were so many things that he did well throughout his career. And one of the things that stood out to me was how well he played in clutch moments. In clutch moments in big games, games that really meant everything. National championship games, big ACC games. The guy came through. When the chips were down, he was able to lead his team to victory. And I think that says a lot about a quarterback. In the end, one of the things that we always look at is the guy a winner? And this guy is a winner. I don't think anyone can argue with that. He's a winner. And that's one of the things that stood out to me the most.
Rick, your track record. This is the gutsiest move you made. What gave you? Did you wake up tomorrow this morning and say, we got a chance to do this? And at what point in time did you have it that you could go to Bear and say, this is what we got a chance to do?
Well, you're right, Barry. You have to have conviction, right? And I've had conviction on this young man for quite some time. He's an impressive young man. And when you watch the tape, there are things like Bill mentioned, all of these college quarterbacks, as they transition to our league, they have things to work on and things to improve. But the things that are important about that position, in my opinion, this guy possesses. And so I had conviction on him, And so, and as Bill talked about, we felt good about him. It meant something to me, too, when he came to our building. And I watched him sit and talk, for 30 minutes with different players, and the players continued to come up to the table and talk to him, and he engaged. And it seemed to me to be a really good fit, and just really solidified, what I felt about the young man in my mind.
Bill, you guys have not many do have a quarterback that moves the way he does. Do you have to harness that? And how did he play at Clemson that transitions to the way you want your quarterback to play?
Well, he did a lot of different things at Clemson. You know, they had a a diverse offense. You know, there's a lot of different types of spread offenses. You know, there's not just one type of spread offense. You know, he threw from the pocket. He threw on the perimeter. He ran the football. He made great plays out of plays that you wouldn't think wouldn't be so good. You know, he was able to make something out of nothing. You know, as far as harnessing and things like that, you know, I don't really I would never use that word with a quarterback. You know, I think it's more about teaching him our system, teaching him what we're all about here is relative to playing quarterback with this team, making the best decisions he can make for the team. You know, that's the big thing about the quarterback in our system is making great decisions based on what's best for the team in different situations of the game. I mean, he can do a lot of different things, and the biggest thing he's going to have to do coming in right away, which I know he's going to do, is to really just put his head down and go to work and really start to learn what we do and what it's all about in the NFL.
Bill or Rick, one of the things that people who have rated this kid, young man, talk about, he's the kind of guy that can come in and change a culture. Not that your culture needs to be elevated, but did that kind of quality or trait about him, especially at this position, weigh on you at all, knowing that about him?
I don't know about a rookie changing the culture.
We have a pretty good culture.
You know,
here.
I know your culture is cool, but I'm saying in terms of his character and what he brings to.
No, he's a very. There's no question that one of the things that stands out to you about this guy is his character and what he's overcome in his life and what he was able to do, like Rick said, in high school and then obviously at Clemson. His leadership qualities, all those different things. But I think in the end, just like every rookie, he's going to have to step in here on day one and begin to earn the respect of a locker room that has a lot of great leaders in it. We're proud of our culture here as far as how we approach every day here with our football team. We work very hard. We've got great attendance in our off-season program right now. These guys are working extremely hard, and he'll become a part of that. And I think one of the big things for him is he'll learn about our culture. And I think he'll be a great fit in our culture.
And that's one of the things I do talk to these prospects about, is about that and how it's important as we add young men to our football team that they fit into our group. And that's important. And we spend a lot of time talking about that and investigating those types of qualities.
Rick, I know Friday you had talked about your relationship with Sashi Brown. Had you guys talked about possibly moving up in the draft with him before during your conversations, especially seeing as you see Chicago trade up to go get Trubisky, you see Kansas City trade up to go get Patrick Mahomes, and I imagine you see those two things happen and you're wondering to yourself, all right, is Deshaun Watson going to be still around when we're picking?
Yeah, I mean, those are the things that you are as a general manager, you're doing in the last couple of days, right? And so you're trying to anticipate what's going to happen. And so, yeah, the foundation for this move was laid earlier with Sashi, and you've got all kinds of scenarios that you have to run to be prepared, because as much as you think you're prepared when the draft starts, it's such a fluid process that you've got to be able to react, and then the only way to really do that is to be in some respects prepared. So we had some conversations earlier.
I don't want to beat this to death, but at what point did you realize this was possible? How did this kind of unfold, and what was the moment when you said, this is happening? Was it pick 10 that unfolded and you said, now we can do this?
We started talking about it around then, around pick 10, to really think about doing something and whether or not we wanted to do it. And so you have those conversations over and over again in the draft, and then you're trying to make a decision. And so, once New Orleans made the pick, we said, hey, I picked up the phone and called Sasha, said, hey, we're going to do it. And that's kind of how it played out.
Rick, you obviously always get to know these guys very well, their families on and on. Watson has been through a lot growing up. What stood out to you about his family, his upbringing, his character that makes him so different or unique, or his background so powerful?
Yeah, I think one of the things that impressed me about the story, I guess as much as anything, is when his mom had to battle cancer. And she actually had to go and do treatment in Atlanta. So he had to step up as a young guy and help manage the household. And he did that, and he did that. And so it's just, I think that there are, whether it's down by a certain amount of points with not a lot of time on the clock in the fourth quarter, or whether it's a situation with his family, this guy finds a way to speak to the situation and do what's necessary to accomplish the goal. And that was impressive about him.
Rick, Bill just mentioned that Tom is still the starting quarterback. You guys have moved up 13 spots. You don't have a first-round pick next year because of the trade. You don't have a second-round pick next year. At what point is he expected to challenge for the starter? Will he compete for the job in training camp?
No, I don't know that people really believe us, but we're comfortable with Tom Savage as our quarterback, and we've been saying that for the last several months. Okay, so he comes in and he does exactly what Bill just described. He learns and he gets, you know, he puts his head down, he goes to work, and he starts to try to earn the respect of his teammates and try to learn how to play quarterback in pro football. So right now, we're very comfortable with where we are with the quarterback position with Tom. Tom's going to continue. I like Tom's potential in this offense, like I said the other day.
Bill, from a coaching standpoint, with the exception of Tom, all of the quarterbacks that you've drafted have been veterans, been in the NFL for multiple years. In your experience, is there any advantages to teaching a guy who's a rookie and comes in with a blank slate, fresh, no bad habits? Is there anything to that?
Well, I do think it gives you the opportunity to develop a guy, and I think that's, you know, that's similar to what we're saying about Tom. You know, we've developed Tom now going on 4 years, and you know, he's had some injuries to deal with and things like that, but he's, you know, he's very knowledgeable of our system. He's had a real good start to the off-season program, and I think now with Deshaun coming in, you have a chance to really develop a guy as to how you see the NFL and how to play quarterback in our system, and the opponents that we're playing and the coverages that he has to learn and how our system adapts from week to week and things like that. So I think there's definitely something to that. I know this. I've had a lot of fun personally the last 2 weeks going in there and coaching these guys. These guys are working extremely hard. I'm talking about the whole team. The quarterbacks have been here every day. It's been a lot of fun. And so I think Deshaun's going to come in there, and that's the type of guy that he is. He's going to add to that mix, and we'll compete. And that's, you know, going to the last question, you know, the whole thing here is about competition. We compete a lot every single day, you know, whether it's in the weight room or on the practice field. I mean, everybody's given an opportunity to compete. You know, we have a number of guys on our roster right now that weren't even drafted that have been up on our 53-man roster in the past. So just to give you an example of how we view competition. So, you know, everybody will be given a chance to compete, but there's got to be a starting point. And the starting point is that Tom is our starter. We're moving forward with that. And then Brandon is there. And then Deshaun comes in, and he begins to learn our offense and add to that competition.
Bill, your offense isn't exactly the easiest offense to learn. So you take a kid right now who's learning a new offense. You're going to work on foot placement. You're going to work on so many different things. How difficult is that on the learning curve? And fans don't get to see that. You think that there will be a loss of patience because of the move that you guys just made, that you got to put him in?
Yeah, first of all, I don't know. I guess, you know, people think that our offense is hard to learn, but, you know, every guy has come in here and really – done a good job of learning the offense. It's really about what happens out on the field on Sunday. It's the execution. You know, we have to do a better job, obviously, relative to last year of executing with our offense. But as far as the learning curve, there's definitely a learning curve with any rookie quarterback that comes into this league. It's just a different game. You know, the rules are different. The field dimensions are different relative to the hash marks and things like that. There's a lot of differences in coverages that you see in our league. You know, the big difference is now you're playing against grown men, you know, and things like that. So there are many, many differences, but we do, I believe, a good job of teaching these guys and bringing them along at the pace that they can come along at, you know, the pace that they can retain information and go out there and be able to execute on the practice field. So to me, it's all about us making sure that we do a good job of teaching and they do a good job of retaining the information and being able to go out there on the practice field and execute.
Bill, two specific things on Deshaun. Number one, his picks being a little bit elevated this season, his interceptions. I want to get your thoughts on that. And two, just your perspective on his arm strength coming in.
Yeah, well, first thing on the intercept, you know, I think he threw 41 touchdowns, and I think he had 17. Look, they threw the ball a lot, you know, and are there throws that he wished he could have back? Certainly. We talked about that. And then there's certain interceptions that happen that, you know, they happen. The ball was batted in the air, whatever it might be. So, look, quarterbacks, they throw interceptions. It's not something that you want to see a lot of, obviously. But he'll do a good job of understanding his mistakes in practice here. He'll understand what we're teaching. He's a very, very knowledgeable guy just as far as being able to retain the things that we taught him in his meeting here. We had him for 3 hours here. he did a really good job of understanding what we're doing. I think the big thing about it, like I said, is really doing a good job of him understanding, us doing a good job of teaching situational football. You know, when is the time to take a chance in practice with that throw relative to checking it down and being smart and making a good decision for the team? And all those things will start to happen when he arrives here next week.
Thanks. Thank you.